This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
Is it really capitalism if your corporate model is to just make money off of poisoning people with medications or poisoning the food supply with herbicides like glyphosate?
The Health Ranger Report.
Or is that just freaking suicide? Large-scale suicide by fascism.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
I don't know if you're a fan of the original Seinfeld TV series produced by Larry David and Jerry Seinfeld, but I've always found the shows entertaining. And it's fun sometimes to go back and watch a show from that era, sort of the early 1990s, and look at the way the world was different. So the other day, as I was rolling and stretching, I do a lot of body rolling and stretching just to stay healthy. And I always like to watch some kind of comedy show while I'm doing that, just kind of lighten the mood a little bit because my work is so intense day to day. So I was watching Seinfeld while I'm body rolling. And the episode that comes on is the fat-free yogurt episode. I don't know if you remember this episode, but it's from 1994. And the episode centers around Kramer investing in a fat-free yogurt restaurant. This was when the frozen yogurt craze was really taking off all across America. Now, what we know now is that so-called frozen yogurt is really just ice cream with some like milk cultures thrown in so they can call it yogurt. It's not really frozen yogurt. It's just ice cream with some yogurt cultures in it. That's basically, that's the only difference. But what's fascinating about the show is that they thought that fat-free meant that it couldn't make you fat. And this is borne out throughout the entire episode. And people state this belief over and over again. Like, oh, how can you get fat? The yogurt's fat-free. And people would say, I can't believe it tastes this delicious. I can't believe it's fat-free. How could it be fat-free? Because back in the 1990s, the focus of the entire medical establishment and science establishment was on avoiding all fat. And this was an era in which doctors and scientists and journalists, they were all hoodwinked into this nutritional scam which said that all fat is bad for you. So yeah, they thought avocados were bad for you. Flax seeds, they thought were bad for you. Eggs, there was a war on eggs. I remember it very clearly. You're always being told that don't eat eggs. They're bad for you. So this war on fat was the scientific status quo of the time. Now, why is that important to recognize? Because now we know that it was complete hokum, total BS, which tells you that the scientific establishment is fully capable of being completely wrong. Now we know that good fats are not only healthy for you, but vital for you. If you're not getting good, healthy fats into your diet, you're going to have some nutritional deficiencies. There's going to be something wrong with you. And I've seen this, by the way, among some vegans and vegetarians who don't get enough animal fat. They're not getting saturated fat because they're not eating any butter. They're not, you know, getting like any kind of meat fat at all. And sometimes they'll have skin problems and they'll have chapped lips a lot of the time. And some of these people go crazy insane too because they don't have enough fat for their brains. Literally, you know, the brain needs fat to be able to be built. Your neurology needs good, healthy fats in order to function. But the good vegans, by the way, are eating the fats. I mean, the intelligent vegans, the informed vegans. You know, like David Wolf, he's eating avocados. That's his nickname, David Avocado Wolf. He's smart about that. He eats avocados. He eats flax seeds and chia seeds and so on. That's why he's healthy. But in any case, there are a lot of vegans and vegetarians that are just like celery and fruits. There are fruitarians. They're not getting any fat. And that's bad for you. But in the early 1990s, as evidenced in this episode of Jerry Seinfeld, everybody thought you could only get fat by eating fat. So they were chowing down on sugar, all kinds of sugar. Oh my God, it's fat-free yogurt, but it's loaded with sugar. So they were eating all this sugar and then wondering why they were getting fat. They couldn't fathom the idea that dietary sugars would be converted into body fat in the body. This was an alien concept in the 1980s and the 1990s. And it's important to point this out because when I was growing up in the 1980s and 1990s, nobody was talking about organics, or virtually no one. No one was talking about the dangers of pesticides. No one was talking about corn syrup being bad for you. No one was talking about all of these things, hydrogenated oils, trans fatty acids, the things that we know are very dangerous and very toxic today. Back then, they were just considered just part of the normal food supply. You know, you just eat Lucky Charms. Who cares about the artificial food coloring and all the corn syrup and all the processed, refined ingredients and the white bread? Oh my God. When I was growing up in the 70s, everybody was eating white bread and they thought Wonder Bread was the most amazing thing. There were TV commercials for Wonder Bread that had these clean, stay-at-home white moms with white bread and their white kitchens, and they implied that brown bread was bad. Yeah, brown bread, it's like a dirty kitchen. It's like, everything had to be white and pristine. Oh, your white toilet bowl is so clean because you're flushing chemicals down the drain. Your white face is so white because you're eating white bread and white sugar and white enriched bleached flour. It was the age of whiteness, which turns out to be nutritionally depleted. You know, it was insane. It's like these people are giving themselves diabetes and heart disease and cancer from eating all these nutritionally depleted foods, and they didn't even know why. They thought that was good nutrition. So clean and spongy, white Wonder Bread. It's a wonder. Yeah, it's a wonder you even live through that decade, frankly, if you ate all that Wonder Bread. It's a wonder you're even alive after all that. Well, fortunately, my parents didn't buy white Wonder Bread. I grew up in a wheat bread family. Yes, we had brown bread. We had brown friends. We had brown gardens. We grew some of our own food, and my parents would never eat that garbage, and they didn't buy that garbage. Only my neighbors had Wonder Bread, but my parents had wheat bread. So we grew up eating wheat bread and rye bread and all kinds of other different, you know, healthy, wholesome kinds of foods. And that's why I think, I got to give it credit, that's one of the reasons why I developed the cognitive function that I exercise today as the lab science director, as an inventor, patent holder, you know, best-selling science book author, publisher, you name it. I mean, I'm not saying it's all to my credit. It's actually my parents just gave me healthy food. Healthy foods, they're related to healthy brain function. If your kids grow up on white bread and all this white sugar and, you know, fat-free yogurt that's loaded with sugar, they're not going to be very bright. Frankly, they're going to be cognitively impaired. But isn't it amazing how much our understanding has changed since the 1990s? Even Jerry Seinfeld didn't know the truth about fat and sugar back in the 1990s. Nobody did. But today, it's considered common sense. And that's how quickly and how completely things can change in the world of science and medicine. So don't ever make the mistake of thinking that the scientists of the day know everything. They don't know what they're talking about. They are wrong about so many things right now, like vaccines. They're totally wrong, but yet that truth may take another decade to fully come out before the thinking turns around on it. Just remember that whatever the science tells you, it usually changes 10 or 20 years later. So don't put too much faith in the corporate scientists and the mainstream media and the status quo. Usually, they don't know what they're talking about. They're the same goofballs who used to recommend you eat margarine, that avocados were bad for you, but sugar was fat-free and therefore couldn't make you fat. Yeah, that's what they taught us for decades. Completely full of bunk. So don't listen to them. Anyway, thank you for listening to me. I hope you find value in the information I'm giving you. It is 10 to 20 years ahead of the status quo, which is why so many of the things that I talked about years ago are now finally being acknowledged as true by the scientific establishment, like the fact that you can cure and reverse type 2 diabetes. Yes, I said that over a decade ago. Now it's mainstream. In any case, you can check out more of my information at the Health Ranger Report podcast. That's healthrangerreport.com. naturalnews.com. Also, check out my main website, naturalnews.com, and we've got a sub-website that's relevant to all this called sweeteners.news. Check out sweeteners.news to find the latest news on sugar, artificial sweeteners, aspartame, what else? Sucralose, honey, things like that. Sweeteners.news is the website to check out. Thank you for listening, and take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science. Because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science. The best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.